How to develop and implement a 360-degree evaluation. And here are some areas you may wish to consider. What do you need to achieve? What difference must 360 feedback make? Are you doing it to measure performance, assess potential, identify training needs, facilitate development, or perhaps a combination of these? Decide the areas to seek feedback on. It is best to seek feedback on competencies or behaviors rather than on job objectives. This is because those giving feedback are unlikely to have an in-depth understanding of the objectives of the person's job, but they will be able to comment on behaviors. Check relevance. Seek feedback on areas that are clearly related to the job. Use simple wording. Use straightforward, unambiguous language in the feedback questionnaire. Vague, complex questions rarely produce good feedback. Make use of a rating scale. Use a rating scale, such as the one that I'm about to give you, but also try to use or include the opportunity for free text comments. A rating scale could include a rating of 1 to 4 or 4 to 1. For instance, a rating of 4 could include that this competency is displayed very effectively by the employee who is a role model in the organization. A rating 3, this competency is displayed well by the employee. A rating 2, there are some learning needs concerning the demonstration of this competency. A rating 1, there are significant learning needs in relation to this competency. You can also use DK, which stands for I don't have sufficient information or knowledge to be able to comment on the individual in relation to this competency. Involve people. Rather than developing 360 feedback in isolation, consider setting up a half-day workshop with representatives of your staff and management to decide how the scheme will operate. If you don't already have a competency framework, use the time to agree and define the behaviors you will assess via the 360 scheme. Agree who will be included in the scheme. You'll need to think through who will be covered in the scheme. Example, all employees or just managers. One option might be to pilot the approach with senior managers first, then roll out the scheme to other managers and staff after the pilot. Top-down is nearly always the best way to pilot, as it demonstrates that senior managers are committed to the change. Agree how the scheme will work in practice. Consideration might include how many people will be asked for feedback. What are the key dates by which feedback needs to be sought, collated, and feedback to individuals? And what documentation will you need?